This episode is brought to you by Harry's. New customers get $5 off a Harry's trial set when you go to harrys.com/CAG.
Number 622. I'm your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by a man who places gaming first over platform, Wombat.
I don't even know what that means.
It was a political joke.
Oh, I see.
So you put, yeah, you don't care about what platform you play on. You, just
know,
care about gaming.
Now that I'm acquitted, I don't have to think about these things anymore.
Right. Now you can feel free to blast. Nintendo, blast PlayStation, blast Microsoft, you're free.
They're all on blast. I'll make a deal with the Ukrainians to get all my games for free. Is that where we're going with this?
Something like that. Yeah. I'd like to make more jokes, but it's not that funny.
You can make all the jokes you want. All
right. I don't want to make jokes about politics, though. I want to make jokes about video games.
Video games are politics.
They're trying to be. I don't know. Stop, Wombat. You're ruining the show. What are you doing?
I mean, everything is politics.
And transmission.
Well, just saying.
Everything is politics? No, I don't think that's true.
Everything is politics.
No. When you're sitting there eating a pizza, it's not politics.
Pretty sure pizza is politics.
Explain how that's, if I'm sitting at a table eating a slice of pizza, how that's politics.
Well, I mean, I think you're really talking about the geopolitical situation and history between the Italian people and the American people and the Italian American people. I mean, it really touches on everything from the beginnings of organized crime to hiring practices in the United States to mild racism to overcoming such racism. And there's a lot of politics in a slice of pizza.
I would have went to do the right thing right away. Do you ever see that movie?
I have seen that movie.
It's a lot of pizza in that movie.
They'd be throwing a garbage can through a window. Is that better?
Right. It's fine. How you doing, everybody? Ship, you're here.
Oh yes, I. That was a weird everybody that you just did.
I know there was everybody, and then there was Ship. Oh, you weren't part of that everybody. You were part.
It's like in the Gilligan's Island theme song. And the rest here on Gilligan's Island. You're the rest.
I'm like a Harlem Globetrotter.
Mm-hmm. It rhymes with best.
Yes.
I'm doing great.
That's good.
I was in Des Moines.
Why?
He was fixing the caucus.
Exactly. Were you building an app?
Yes. They said they needed something in Excel to count all these votes. So I quickly threw something together. It's great.
And you fixed it.
Right. I fixed it.
You're back home. Mm-hmm. I don't even think it's fixed.
I was out there for work. I've never been to Des Moines before.
Well, is it nice? And I mean that sincerely. Is it nice? I don't know.
Yes, it's a fine Midwestern town. There's like no traffic. They have really wide like roads and no cars on them.
And no people.
That is why there's no cars, I'm assuming.
And no Jews.
I'm assuming it's a nice place to live. I see.
It was cold. There was snow on the ground.
All right.
I ate at a place called Jethro's Barbecue and Bacon Bacon.
Wait, bacon like B-A-C-O-N, B-A-C, B-A-K-I-N apostrophe?
No, just bacon, just normal.
Oh, just bacon twice?
Just twice.
Oh, so you know they're serious.
And how was the barbecue and bacon?
It was good. Did you get the bacon? It was a place that was on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
And it's still in business?
And Wombat didn't know it?
Yeah, apparently it's still in business.
Yeah, I recommended a place for you to eat, but you didn't eat there, so.
Where was that?
Fong's Pizza.
And pizza.
And pizza.
It's like a, it's a place that's, it's a pizzeria and an old Chinese restaurant. And when you drink, if you do their special shot, you get to wear an airplane helmet.
That sounds awful, awfully political to me. I don't know.
Right.
A Chinese pizza place?
Right. Promoting.
It is very political.
It's promoting drinking also.
What they're known for is their crab Rangoon pizza.
Hmm. Des Moines in general, they like to drink. There was like a brewery like every other block.
Right. That sounds about right.
But their Target was terrible. I posted a picture of that.
Well, you know, it is Des Moines.
Yeah, but it was just sad. Like they had, I don't know, maybe like 15 Xbox games. And the same thing was for PS4 as well. There was like, here's 15 retail games. And then right above them were like 15 digital cards that were pretty much the same 15 games.
Just do. I'm very curious now. Let's go on Zillow and let's see what it's like in Des Moines.
I think
Iowa.
People are just busy drinking there and they don't have time for video games.
Mm-hmm.
They got to fill up those bars.
There's a lot of houses for sale in Des Moines, Iowa, according to Zillow. So
it seems like a fine place to raise a family.
Yeah. I would believe that too.
I picked up a Magnavox Odyssey 300 while I was out there.
How was that?
It seems pretty solid.
Did you try it?
I haven't plugged it in yet, no.
Right.
It takes a little bit to plug one of those in.
Yeah.
Got to find the antenna. The round antenna, not the standard antenna.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
Why'd you buy it?
Because I don't know. I wanted a memento from Des Moines, Iowa.
Yep. When I think of Iowa.
Some nice houses. You could buy some nice houses there for over $1 million.
Yeah. Why don't you just buy a house, Shipwreck?
You could buy $1 million. You could buy $1 million home in Des Moines, Iowa.
Okay.
I bet you get a lot for $1 million in Des Moines.
I bet you do.
I was going to say, I'm not being 100% serious. I bet you get a lot for your money for Des Moines, Iowa.
I don't know. You guys should check it out sometime.
Yeah. Schools are not highly rated, though. It's sort of a.
What do you need to learn, though?
I have children. They would need to go to a school, and I think the school that's rated a 2 out of 10 on great school rankings is not necessarily where I'd want them to go.
But what if they want to learn about, like, farming or something? I'm sure that's what the 2 comes in.
Yes. Trees and corn.
The agronomists.
Mm-hmm. That's a word. They wouldn't even teach them that word in that school.
I like how you are looking to move already just because you heard there's a restaurant that has bacon twice in the name of it.
I was curious. You know what? I would love to live in the Midwest. It seems very nice and wholesome.
Yeah.
I just don't know how accepted I would be.
You could be the Jew.
I would be the Jew. I'd come in. I feel like it would be like my cousin Vinny everywhere I go.
The record player would skip every time you walk into any store.
Every time I walked into any store.
The store doesn't even have a record player. How come that's that?
No, they don't have record players.
These Utes behind the counter won't serve me. Excuse me, sir. Did you just say Utes?
I had at a different restaurant, a different brewery. I had a mac and cheese waffle.
Ah, how was that?
That was pretty good.
I've made that before.
Mm.
It's good if you don't want to shit for like a day or two.
I didn't. I was flying home the next day.
Right.
So that was part of the plan.
Clog you up.
You see? He's thinking two steps ahead.
I don't know. I don't want to be all clogged up on an airplane.
I don't know. You get up and the pressure will release it.
I don't know. I don't want to be pooping on the airplane.
Well, right. That's why you clog it up.
No, you got to just take care of it before. Isn't that better? That's where the Metamucil comes in. See, we're going in different directions.
I don't know. I've never, I think I've only had Metamucil once in my life. And I don't know. I think that was just like, let's see what this is.
Well, I'll tell you, they make these like little cookies now.
And the cookies work as well as the drink?
Yeah, I think so. You have to take them regularly though.
To be regular?
Yes. Howard Stern talks about the cookies. He takes the cookies, but I prefer the drink. But you know what? I prefer both.
I was
both.
Pretty good about the drink for a long time, and then it's been years.
Yeah. Cookies. I would go for the drink.
I just eat a lot of chili.
Chili? Does Metamucil make a chili?
You could probably get the unflavored kind and just sprinkle it on.
No.
Just saying.
No, I don't like that off-brand Metamucil either. I tried to get that. It's not good. Anyway.
Citrusil's not bad.
Yeah, but you need that. I think once you're used to Metamucil, you can't, it just tastes wrong. You know, it's like if you drank Coke for 10 years and then you tried to switch to the supermarket brand. Might be tough.
I guess.
Right. I don't know. Mm-hmm. All right. How about some show?
This is some show we got going
on. What the hell have we been talking about?
I don't know. You know, show feedback. We have Godzilla 3 has to say.
Oh, finally.
CadCast is barely a video game podcast at this point. It's more of a dad bod hang. I mainly listen for Wombat.
What does that even mean? What is that? How can a podcast have a body?
It just meant the last 10 minutes talking about Metamucil. That's what that means.
But all right. Well,
he was proving our point, which is why I did that.
No, he was proving his own. We were proving his point.
We were proven, yes. Point proven.
Right. I was all ready to say, how can a podcast have a body? And maybe it does.
It does when it's about Metamucil.
It needs fiber. This podcast needs fiber.
Yep. Just wait till that Metamucil video game comes out. Then we'll be back on brand.
Yes.
Go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
Then Gross Bard has to say, to be honest, I enjoy listening to you talk about ping pong. It's refreshing to hear about your passion for ping pong, and your commitment to getting better is great. I would rather listen to ping pong talk than Wombat's perpetual victimhood and virtue signaling, which I like. I like it when anyone uses the phrase virtue signaling, because what that person is saying is, this person said something that only a good person would say, and no one ever really means something good. So obviously they're lying, and the only people that would think that are awful people. So awful people want to hear more about your ping pong, GP.
Oh, damn. This went bad in a lot of different ways.
It went bad for you.
Right. Also, I was trying to avoid learning what virtue signaling meant, but now you just spoiled it for me. Do you know how long I went without knowing what incel meant? Years.
Really?
Years.
Really?
Yes.
I have a friend that went full incel, and it's really sad because he was a nice guy, and then all of a sudden it's lots of nastiness.
I don't think you go incel. I think you.
Oh no,
have a name for it now.
Yeah, it was. It's not a good look.
Right. So are we supposed to talk about ping pong now?
Yeah, you can talk. This is your chance.
Oh,
tell
awesome.
This awful person about ping pong.
Well, somebody else. You know what, Wombat? I'll do you a favor. There's a CagBag question about ping pong. I'm just going to tie it into this without even reading the question to save time. So somebody wanted to know about what kind of ping pong paddle I use. And if you go on my Twitch channel, you can watch me build the paddle. It's twitch.tv/cheapassgamer. So then isn't that exciting?
You know, in Target right now, they have the Forrest Gump gift box that comes with a Forrest Gump branded ping pong paddle.
Yes, I saw someone on Twitter send that to me, and I dismissed it, and I realized that might seem as rude. So I apologize at James McVeigh. I dismissed
it's supposed to be a fun collector's item, not one that you would actually use.
I'm trying not to collect stuff like that.
Because you're too cool?
No.
I see how it is.
It's not that I'm too cool. It's just I don't know. I can't say that I don't have any pops as I stare at this Lucio that's fallen over. But I'd like to keep it at a minimum. This Lucio pop.
No, I get it. I couldn't tell you the last time I bought a pop.
It's too many pops in this world, I feel.
Yeah.
Look, look at GameStop. It's all pops now. I don't want
to. I know. I actually went to that one, the big one in 33rd Street?
Uh-huh, in Herald Square.
Yeah, I was there today.
It's mostly pop. There's a whole level of pops.
Yeah, it's a whole floor. They have a whole collectible floor. It's basement. The two-floor GameStop.
Right, with the pop basement.
With a pop basement.
And you know what? It's like the nicest GameStop.
Mm-hmm.
and it's not that nice. Right. When are you going to go back?
Relative.
When are you going to go back there, Wombat?
I don't know. Whenever I want.
No, wrong answer. You're supposed to say never.
Oh, never.
It sucked.
Well, that falls into whenever I want. If the answer is I don't want to go back, it's
right.
never.
Right.
Either way, I was controlling my own destiny with that.
Yes. Well, so I also want to, if we're still talking, are we still talking about ping pong? I feel like we're still talking about ping pong.
We can talk
about you're in a good mood tonight, Wombat.
Whatever. You know, I'm rolling with the thunder.
Right. I beat my nemesis for like the fifth straight week this week. So
the baby with one eyebrow?
No, he's like a 62-year-old guy, or maybe.
Thank you for laughing at that, Chipwreck. I appreciate.
Wait, what? I didn't even hear what you said because I knew it was going to be lame. What'd you say? Say it again.
You said your nemesis, and I said the baby with the one eyebrow.
What's that from?
Oh, Jesus.
What
it's a show you've never seen called The Simpsons.
Oh, who's the baby with the one eyebrow?
Never mind. You don't know. Forget
Maggie's
it.
Nemesis?
I thought you were a fan of the show.
Is that Maggie's nemesis from like
yes, that is Maggie's
40
nemesis.
Years ago? Anyway, so things are going great in my ping pong career. That's what I'm really here to say. And luckily, it's really a big part has to do with going to Orange Theory 2 to 3 times a week because it is a very physical. If you want to play at a certain level, you need a decent level of fitness. If you don't have the skill in the table tennis, you need at least the high level of fitness to be able to hang in there. Anyway, that's it for the show feedback.
That's the show?
That's the show feedback.
That's it. We'll see you next week.
Ping pong and
I
dad bods.
I called the listener awful, so there you go.
Virtual signaling.
I'm virtue signaling.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, he said something good. Therefore, he must be lying.
Stop saying it. I almost forgot what it meant. You said
Sorry.
It again.
That's because it's dumb.
Right. So if I ever hear virtual signaling, is that something a phrase I should add to my Twitter mute list?
Yes.
I have a lot of words like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I figure there's certain words that, certain tweets I figure I don't need to read if they have certain words in them.
Oh, that happened to me today. There was someone that I must have muted like who knows how long ago, but somehow I got mixed into a Twitter fight between two people. Like my name was, it was like someone responding to one of my tweets and I got into the conversation.
Uh-huh.
And it was like 7 tweets long, but I was only reading one portion of it because I muted the other half.
Right.
And it was very annoying.
Was it Lono?
No.
Just pull that name out of my ass.
No.
Like that. Was it? I know who it is. Probably. If would I guess it?
It does. I don't.
I wouldn't
think
guess.
So.
I wouldn't. I'm not going to guess anymore. But if
you
I guess two
it.
More times, would I guess it?
No.
Okay. Good to know.
Mm-hmm.
I'll really stop guessing.
Yeah.
Was it your mom?
It was my mother, who's on Twitter and very conservative.
And very upset at you.
Always. Perpetually upset at me.
That would be entertaining.
Yeah. No, unfortunately, everything I said about would be the opposite about my mother.
Right. That'd be entertaining, too.
Yes.
Everything. Either. Any interaction between you and your mother on Twitter would probably be entertaining, I feel.
You know what? You are 100% right.
Twitter needs a subscription-based model like Patreon, where you get people on Twitter who wouldn't normally be there. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
No, not a great idea?
No.
All right. Should we talk about the Super Bowl?
Sure.
I watched most of it.
Why?
I don't know. It seemed
thing that happened?
It seemed like it was a good game. I watched.
It was. It was a great game. I watched the whole thing. I saw it in what Verizon Fios called 4K, but what Cheapy calls upscale 1080.
Well, that's what I mean. Everybody.
I know. Still.
I was quick to. I am
beat,
quick to
I wanted
point
to
it
beat
out.
You to it before you could say. Right. You know, I it know. Wasn't really in 4K.
You're smart. You're smart to do that because I want to rain on your parade as soon as possible.
I know. I know you wanted to do. You know what though? It still looked fucking. Awesome.
That's
so
right.
I don't care.
It looked shitty on my Samsung Galaxy view that apparently those apps it doesn't support the current wave of apps, I guess. It's too old and Samsung doesn't support it at all. So I had to bring a TV up from downstairs to watch.
Yeah.
I put it on my kitchen.
We watched the Super Bowl. It was a very good game. I made some chili. It was good.
The halftime show was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed that. Ty did not enjoy the halftime show. He said the consensus at school for the seventh graders was that it was too risque.
It made their pants too tight.
It made them feel uncomfortable
to watch in front of their parents.
I don't know. Maybe. Just in general is what he said. He also said they're not. Okay. He also said they're not talking about Fortnite as much.
Okay, then.
That's the report from seventh grade.
Seventh grade news.
I do ask. I got to be up on the trends. I gotta... Only one kid is still playing Fortnite and talking about it, according to Ty.
Fortnite is big in the 8-year-old set, the third grade world.
Which explains why you're able to win so many rounds.
It probably is very true. I don't think my daughter is into still into the Roblox. And you know, both kids still like Minecraft.
Yeah, Minecraft is evergreen because it's quality.
Yeah, it's quality. The kids still love that. She plays that with her friends. So, Minecraft.
Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And to bring this around to video games, Pat Mahomes officially broke the Madden curse.
He did all right with it.
He was good. He was throwing the ball, and they were catching it.
Or he's the exception to the rule.
Mm.
One time does not break a curse. It doesn't? One time could just be an exception.
I feel like it kind of breaks the curse.
Two times the curse is broken.
He did get hurt this year, though.
Yes, he did. He missed, what, two games? Three games?
Something like that. He played hurt for a while, too.
Yeah. Right. He was my fantasy quarterback.
He was my fantasy quarterback as well. That's
right. And something bad could still happen to him. Mm-hmm. Just because he won the Super Bowl.
I hope not.
No, I mean, I don't know either. I'm just saying, just because he won the Super Bowl.
It kind of sounded like you were hoping for the Madden curse there.
I have no stake in the game. I don't even buy the game.
I like the game. It was a good game.
Wait, actually, I do have a stake in the game. I own EA stock.
Do you?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say you own part of the Kansas Chiefs.
No. Stock. All right. How about some Watch This Bitches?
Sure.
Unless you want to talk about the halftime show more.
No, it was fine. It was great.
Shakira's pretty hot.
They shook their asses.
Shakira's
pretty
hot. Pretty
hot.
Let's admit that Shakira's really hot.
I didn't know that was a controversial hot take. Hot take coming in. So hot you need gloves to wear it.
I was really glad that I went the extra effort to go downstairs and bring the TV up so that we could watch the game and not like have it buffering every 3 seconds.
And, yeah, like, that was smart.
Shitty fuzzy quality. When Shakira started shaking.
I would go from the 4K up-res channel to the regular channel,
mm-hmm.
and I would make my wife go, look at the difference. Look how different it looks. Look how different it looks. She's like, yeah, it looks really different. Doesn't it look different? Yeah. Mm-hmm, sure it does. Looks so different. So
nice.
Uh-huh. That's how we have fun in my house.
Yeah. All right, well, let's watch this, bitches.
Sure.
I rented the latest Terminator movie, Terminator Dark Fate.
And?
It was close to being good.
Was it a Turdinator?
No. It was close
Turdinator?
To being good.
Huh?
No. It was some, you know, the problem was the worst part of the movie was probably Arnold Schwarzenegger and his character. It was,
that stinks.
Yeah. It was just, he was the comic relief of the movie. And it didn't really make any sense, his participation in the movie, or his character's participation in the movie, or his character's just being in the movie at all, like, really made no sense.
Is he a robot?
Can I give you some light spoilers?
He's not a robot?
He's a robot. He's basically playing Arnold Schwarzenegger in the movie, because I don't know. It's pretty dumb. If I tell you the plot out loud, you'll think it's pretty dumb. But I also, there's some good parts to it, like the main female character who's from the future and sort of like the hero. Her character is really cool. But Arnold's like reduced to, you know, like dad jokes.
Not Sarah Connor, somebody else.
Sarah Connor's in it, and she's okay, but not great. Like, it's kind of cool when she shows up and stuff.
Oh, so you're talking about the Bionic Girl.
The Bionic Girl. Yeah, yeah. So you know everything. I didn't know anything about
it. It's in the trailer.
Yeah. See, I didn't even watch the trailer, so I didn't know anything about it. But then I watch the Red Letter Media, so then they show most of the trailer, and they're like, "Wow!"
Yeah,
they
I'm assuming
gave away.
A robot had sex with a human, and she was the Spawn.
Of course, she was really good.
That's
in
what
it.
Happens.
She was really good in it. I thought, and I liked her character, but just like Arnold's, like his robot. Okay, let me just tell you real quickly. Slight spoiler for this movie, which isn't that great. Arnold. Is a robot. He's not the same Arnold from the other movie. This movie takes place right out, is really the third Terminator movie. I've never seen any of the other movies except for the first one and the second one. And this movie pretends those don't exist.
The first and second one?
No. Everything after it. Everything after. Okay. Sorry. There's like a million
movies. Wow, they really went for it.
No. There's like a million movies that came after it. And this one pretends that it's mm-hmm. there's only
you had
two.
The Genesis.
There's a million. You can't even name them. There's no way.
There's Terminator, Berminator.
There's no way you can name even two more.
Terminator. Wait, there's Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
Yes.
And then there's Terminator 3, Genesis?
Well, that's what I said Genesis.
No, but it's not 3. There's a Genesis.
I don't think that's 3.
Is that 4?
I think Genesis was 4 or 5.
There's 5? No.
Terminator Rise of the something, probably.
Rise of the Machine.
Oh, yeah. That's right. The one with Batman.
Rise of the Machine? Is that what it was?
This movie pretends those.
See,
never
you can
happen.
Come up with all these titles. It's not that hard.
Is that even it? I don't even know. That could have been a video game.
Who knows?
There's Dark Fate, Judgment Day, Genesis, Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines.
Yep. Nailed it.
That's not the one with Batman. Right, and okay. The one with Batman is called Terminator Salvation.
Right. Salvation was going to be a tough one to come up with.
Anyway.
That sounds more like a Resident Evil
title. Yes, it does. And that one does not have Arnold Schwarzenegger in it.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. In this one, Arnold Schwarzenegger develops his robot. He's a new robot. He's a robot that's been sent back. Skynet or whatever keeps sending back robots just all the time, apparently. And he's another one. And he develops a conscience eventually and lives in a cabin in the woods. And he decides that to become a drape salesman and protect this family who is troubled. And then he makes comments about drapes in the movie.
Is drape salesman a job?
I mean, it's not a job.
I mean, he lives in the middle.
Drapes aren't free.
He lives in the Unabomber. He doesn't. He lives with a family, but he lives in like an area where the Unabomber apparently would live, like in the middle of nowhere. And he has a drape truck
where people have a lot of windows.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was part of it was good. Half of it was good, and half of it was shitty. That's my review of Terminator Dark. It's worth watching just so you can watch the Red Letter.
I feel like
media.
We've now spent more time talking about Terminator Dark Fate than anyone ever has.
I like that there's a future where robots exist, but Amazon. Is not your source of drapes.
It makes no sense. You can't think about. There's so many good things about it until Arnold.
So did the carpet match the drapes?
Stop. Eject.
I will never.
That's how you can tell if they're a robot or not.
Exactly.
All right. Hamilton's coming out in the movie theaters.
In 2021.
No, I didn't realize that.
Why is it so far away?
So annoying. Is it still
touring?
Shipwreck,
did you see the Doctor Strange 2 news before we did the show?
I did.
That's exciting.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
What's the news?
Maybe that's maybe news, right? That's not is that official?
No, it's official.
What's the news?
Sam Raimi will be directing Doctor Strange 2.
Bruce Campbell will be in Doctor Strange 2.
Yep. That's exciting. His first superhero movie since Dark Man. Right? He made Dark Man and hasn't made a movie since. So it'll be exciting
to
see him.
Not sure that's true.
I'm excited to see him come back to making movies. No, that's not true? Am I missing something? It's very exciting. I do like Spider-Man 2 a lot. That's a very good movie. So, see how that goes. And Dark Man. Dark Man's awesome. Did you ever see Dark Man, GP?
Yeah, but a long time ago when it came out.
That movie's awesome.
It's old.
It is old.
It's an old movie.
I know. I wonder what is that movie rated? Is that rated R?
Feels like
it's rated. Yeah, it's R.
What's that guy's name? The actor who is the
Who's Darkman?
Yeah. Yeah.
Liam Neeson?
No. Oh, Mike, maybe I'm confused. The bad guy in Darkman I'm thinking of.
Oh, Larry Drake?
Yes, thank you. That's who I was thinking of.
Yes, I know that.
From L.A. Law.
L.A. Law.
Yeah, yes. He was great. Benny. Mm-hmm. He was Benny. Yeah,
he was Benny on L.A. Law, yes.
That's good. Good acting.
Yeah. Francis McDormand also in Darkman.
All right. Are we done with Watch This Bitches? Do you want to talk about Netflix? Okay, we have to just say this because it made me so sad when I read this headline. This is from... If I'm going to read the headline from Polygon. Netflix users spent 2 billion hours watching Adam Sandler. So he's getting 4 more movies.
Why is that so surprising?
2 billion hours seems like a lot of hours to be spent watching Adam Sandler.
It means
Sandler
that people
movies.
Who had Netflix.
They're bad. Those movies are bad. The new
ones
are bad.
You know what, though?
Bad.
They put so much heavy, serious, dour content on Netflix.
No, but like, his movies are serious.
Let me finish, you jerk face.
Sorry.
It's like every other thing on there, more than every other thing, like every three things on there is some sort of heavy murder mystery, dead child in a bathtub documentary.
Or something with extreme violence.
Yeah, and you need to like cleanse your brain from that before you go to sleep.
Right.
And I can't think of anything better than Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston on a boat solving a mystery.
Oh, God. I tried to watch that other movie. Didn't he do another movie with Jennifer Aniston?
Maybe.
I think they've done a few.
Yeah, I remember watching that on a plane and I couldn't even get through it.
I like the murder mystery one, though. You like the 2-week one.
No, I didn't. It was fucking horrible.
Yeah, but you liked it.
No, I didn't. I thought
it
was. I made fun of it for like a month.
I know.
I couldn't even.
Exactly.
I couldn't even get through it.
I'm just saying. I get why people watch them on Netflix because you're on Netflix and you just watch something horrible.
It's bad.
I mean, something that's well made and well crafted and deserving of praise, but showing the worst side of humanity. And when you're done, maybe you need to watch a donkey fart for 2 hours. Because he did make that movie. The farting donkey movie exists.
Right. What was that called? The cowboy movie.
The Ridiculous Six. Yeah.
Yeah. I watched some of that. I didn't make it through that one either. But I made it pretty far.
I will say this much about The Ridiculous Six. The Ridiculous Six is the most bizarre movie I think Adam Sandler has ever made. There is some nonsense in that movie. The fact that, what's his face, John Turturro plays Abner Doubleday and invents baseball in the middle of that movie for no reason.
I don't know.
They just stumble upon the invention of baseball. And there's a lot of farting. And that movie is weird. I recommend it.
Oh, well, maybe I'll pick up where I left off from 3 years ago.
I'm not saying it's good. I'm saying I recommend it. I don't want someone to watch it and say, you said this was good.
Right.
I'm saying it's not good. I'm saying you have to watch it to go, I don't understand how this was made.
Right.
But so,
I'm not sure that's quite a recommendation.
Right.
Yeah.
But people who listen to this show know what kind of stuff Wombat watches and know his threshold. Like, he'll watch. He's got a wide gamut of things that he'll watch.
You know, I spent a long time watching only good things.
Yes.
Being one of those people.
Yes, yes. Gone.
And eventually you just break.
You realize it was all worthless.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right.
People don't like that person. No one wants to talk to that person.
Well, I'll tell you, you know what? I think I'm joining you because we started, you know, Netflix has game shows that they produce. Netflix exclusive game shows. We started watching two of them. Awake and the fuck's the other one? The Circle. Do you know about either of those?
Nope, but I'm sure they're very exciting.
Awake is one where they keep people awake for 24 hours straight. They have to count quarters. Okay? And then they have to, with no paper or anything or a calculator or anything, spend 24 hours counting quarters. And then they have a chance to win $1 million. If they can guess, you know, if their count is accurate, and they also have to perform physical tasks. And
it sounds awful. It sounds like torture, and I wouldn't want to watch that.
It's pretty funny to watch people like...
I couldn't do it. It would just make me uncomfortable.
Why? What part?
All of it, because it sounds mean.
There's one, and then at the end, at the very end, there's basically situations where you can take the money and go home, or keep pressing and go home with nothing.
I don't know. It sounds mean-spirited.
So how about this? Check this out.
That's where I draw my line. Don't you mean-spirited.
Let me spoil one of the episodes for you, because they're not related or anything. No one knows which episode I'm talking about. One of the guys, you know, this is, imagine you're up for 24 hours. You get through all the physical challenges. You're the last one standing. And what, to win the $1 million, your count has to be within $500. Your count of those quarters. And usually you're talking about like $25,000 in quarters. And they give you a chance to like to get bought out before you find out whether you did it or not. And the guy took the money, took the easy money, and he was accurate within like $25 or something like that and missed out on the million.
Oh, well, what can you do?
But so the point is, when you say it's kind of cruel, I think when the guy's making this decision, he's been awake for 24 hours.
Exactly. I don't want to watch that.
And like they're in this studio, you know, like the set is
no,
like
No, I'm getting insane. Like, I'm literally getting anxious hearing about
okay,
it.
Okay, how about this other show called The Circle?
I can't. It's like I want to leave the room.
Listen to this. Okay, listen to this game show and tell me if this makes you uncomfortable. It's called The Circle, and it's a social media game show. They take a group of people, and each one is in their own apartment, in an apartment building, and they can't leave the apartment. Everything is done. All the interaction with the other guests is done online in this like fake Facebook type thing. And people are allowed to catfish each other. And people get, you know, sort of voted off each week. That one's pretty. Even Mrs. Chibi's into that one. She didn't care.
Yes.
She didn't care about Awake that much.
You know, it's good. Magic for Humans is good.
Yeah, we watched that. That's good.
That's a good show.
You know what's great?
What?
Harry's. Wombat, Harry's.
I'm familiar. It's great.
Yes. Oh, Wombat. What if there was a 50% off sale happening every time you went shopping for razors? Well, shaving with Harry's is kind of like that. They offer premium blade refills as low as $2 each. That's up to 55% off compared to the price of the competition. Wombat, tell us what you love most about shaving with Harry's.
I love how good the blades are. I mean, it's really that simple. The best thing about Harry's is that the blades are sharp and they work. And I could step out of the shower and I can shave my neck and the sides of my face and look like a well-groomed human being. And it's awesome. It's great because I don't have to worry about it because I know my blades are sharp.
Yes, Harry's knows a great shave doesn't come from flex balls or heated handles. Harry's is a return to the essential. Quality, durable blades at a fair price. Just $2 per blade. And best of all, there's no risk to you for trying them out. Harry stands behind the quality of their products. If you don't love your shave, let them know and they'll give you a full refund. Harry's has a special offer for listeners of our show. New customers get $5 off a trial set at harrys.com/cag. You'll get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel with aloe, and a travel cover. Join the millions of guys who've already switched and go to harrys.com/cag to claim your offer. Yes. And also buy the face soap while you're there.
Okay.
And the spray, the post-shave spray.
Anything else?
Buy all the products while you're there.
There you go. That's a good one.
Because they're all really good. And I use all of their products.
And tell them Cheapy sent you.
And I buy them. I don't just wait for them to send them to me. I actually go to Target and buy them.
Good.
But you can go to the website and buy them and support our show.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Harry's. Let's move on to new releases.
Okay. I know Wombat is playing one of these.
I am. I'm playing, I guess it would be the big release of the week. I am playing Zombie Army 4 Dead War. Which I started playing yesterday. I played about 2 hours, so I'm not that far into it. I think I played I finished the first chapter. I'm in like the middle of the second one. Have you played any of the Zombie Army games?
No.
Okay. No.
Zombie Army Trilogy was on Game Pass for a while. I think it still is. Mm-hmm. I did play that. I actually really like that. This is a good step up from the last game. It's a lot nicer looking. I feel like there's more variety in the weapons and the upgrades.
Are these like those sniper games that you like?
It is like those sniper games. It's made by the same people who make the
right,
sniper.
It's a, it's a rebellion game, right?
It's a rebellion game. It's just, those sniper games I like.
Okay. I was just trying to get the, I saw the clip that you showed on Twitter where you shot the guy's balls off.
Yeah, it was
zombie balls.
Zombie balls. Yes.
Wow.
I thought you didn't watch my clip. It was literally 10 seconds long.
I saw, I mean, it was on my phone. It was hard to say what was happening.
Okay. But yes, it does this. It has the kill cam when you get a really good shot. And I killed two zombies at once with one shot. One bullet went through a zombie lung set.
Lung shot.
The other one went right through his testicles.
Ball shot.
Yeah, it was kind of
different
cool.
Zombies, I'm assuming.
Lots of, yeah, they were zombies. You're killing lots of zombies. Lots of zombies. So if you want, you know, the weapons, it's because it takes place during, I guess, World War II. The weapons aren't overpowered. So there's, you know, there's you got to be aware of your reload time. So there's some strategy behind that and moving around. And
wind.
There are some special abilities. And when you upgrade your weapons and making sure you're picking the right upgrades and when to switch between your sniper rifle and your shotgun and when to use your pistol. So there's a lot of that going on because it's a lot of tight spaces with 30 zombies coming at you at once. It's pretty cool. So
Zombie Army 4.
Zombie Army 4, Dead War.
They managed to make four of those games without me playing any of them.
You should play them. The co-op is apparently, you know, the big hook, but I would need someone to play with. So
you should request a code for me.
You should for yourself. I'm sure they'd be happy to give it to you.
You'd be surprised.
I really like Strange Brigade, but this doesn't seem like...
No, it's not like Strange. It's not quite like Strange Brigade. It actually has some similarities in like the weapon speed and some close quartersness, and there is some environmental kills that you can do, but it's a very different game in the way that the maps are laid out and the space in the world itself. So.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What else we got this week?
I want to check out Sisters Royale, Five Sisters Under Fire.
Sounds made up.
Well, all the games are made up, Wombat.
Excuse me, Thor.
It's by the same studio that did the Castle Shikigami shmups back in the Xbox One days. Early Xbox 360 days, sometime in that time frame, which those games are quite good. So I'm hoping for $14. It's a pretty good price for a shmup. It's got anime girls in it.
You love anime girls.
Sure. Here are my top 10 anime girls.
Go ahead.
My favorite John Fogerty song.
Number 10.
Number 10. I don't know
any of their names.
I don't know.
You only know them by their breast size.
Right. It's the 10 colors of the rainbow hair.
Right.
There's
a Dark Crystal game?
There is. It's
You're hosting a contest for codes for that game right now.
I mean, there's a Dark Crystal game.
There you go. That's better.
Age of Resistance. Tactics.
Mm-hmm.
I watched a few episodes of that Netflix show. But
I couldn't get into the Netflix
show. It's a little hard to get into because of the puppets.
I couldn't get into it because I know how it ends, essentially.
And it's dark. Well, I mean, it's right in the title there, I know. Yeah. But what else we got?
Oh, we got that tactics game about dark crystals.
Uh-huh. Is it good?
I don't know. I'm sure it's fine for that type of game.
I've heard mixed, but I don't know. I haven't played it.
I don't know. I'm not going to.
We'll never know. It's one of those mysteries of life.
What about The Incredible Adventures of Van Helsing 3?
That for what?
It says for PS4.
Really? Is that something that didn't that come out already? Isn't that not new? Or is it new on the PS4? I think that was already on the Xbox.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know either. I know those games are fun. I don't know
yeah.
if I played two. The,
well, it came out on Steam in 2015. I'm okay. pretty sure that one's been on Xbox for a while. So it must be new on the PS4?
Could be. Maybe it's remastered or something.
Maybe.
Who could say?
I don't know.
Another mystery.
Yeah, it came out in 2018 on the Xbox. So
okay.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it was a game with gold. I feel like they all were.
I feel like those games really blend together to me.
Yeah.
So they could have released the same game three times.
They may have.
Right. They could have just added a number to the end of it.
Well, they finally
Arcade Archives is
Tecmo Bowl. I was just about to say the same thing. Tecmo Bowl on the Switch.
Mm-hmm. Bone I'm assuming Tecmo that's Bowl. The arcade version.
Yes. I would hope so by the name.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What else?
Good question.
I feel like we're scraping the bottom barrel here a little bit.
That's it.
There's not. Nobody's really putting anything out right
now. Yeah, we have a little bit of time before anything good comes out. I mean, what's the name? What's the name of that game? Darksiders? Is that the one I'm thinking of?
That's a game.
Yeah, the Diablo one.
Okay.
That one comes out in like 2 weeks on consoles. I know that's been out on PC for a while.
We played some of that at E3. It was all right.
Right.
Yeah. And then something comes out, Animal Crossing.
It's no Children of Morta.
You got Animal Crossing and Doom in March.
When's that Conan? Remember that Conan April? Game that we played?
Yeah, I think that got pushed back.
The one with like the child Conan?
Yeah, it's like a co-op.
Yeah.
It's like Children of Morta.
Is it?
Probably not as good. Mm. Children of Morta is really good.
You still playing it?
Yeah, with Mrs. Chibi likes to play it.
Did you beat the spider?
Well, yeah. You know, I don't know what happened, but like Ty beat the spider. He played by himself and got through the spider on his first try.
Good for him.
How did he do that? It must be easier if you play with one player.
Or just youth.
I suck ass.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Chibi really likes the game.
Okay.
She plays as Linda. By the way, can we talk about the character names in this game?
Sure.
It's a fantasy game, mm-hmm. you know, where it's a family and, mm-hmm. you know, the family are all, everyone in the family is like a super fighter of some sort. Like some have magic, some are like kung fu masters, some use like a sword and shield. But their names, it's like the most common boring names. You got John, Kevin. I mean, is this game made in a different country or something and it sounds exotic to them?
You should reach out to them on Twitter. Now.
Did you find that odd at all? Like the main character, Mark?
Nope.
Hey, I'm gonna take Mark or Linda. No, you thought that was normal.
Why do you have something against Mark and Linda?
I just think in a fantasy
maybe they own a nice affordable home in Des Moines.
And their last name was like Bergson or something. They're Jewish too.
Not in Des Moines.
No. I don't know. The game's great though. Mrs. Chibi needs some pointers. Or something. Bionics? Something. She needs to meet, go to the future and get those bionics from Terminator Dark Fate.
I didn't see that movie.
She's got bionics.
I understand.
She moves real fast. She'd be good at video games.
Okay.
So, yeah, great game though. Anyway, we're at news multiplayer Wombat's Rainbow Mama time.
Yes, we are.
It's my mama time.
Yeah, Rainbow something.
Have you played any?
Not this week, no. I have too much. You know what? And this is a good time. I'll bring this up now. Because I picked up Ghost Recon Wildlands last week.
How much?
$15.
That's pretty cheap.
Yeah. Is it Wildlands? That's not the name of that game, is it?
No, Breakpoint. Sorry.
Okay.
Wildlands is the older one. Sorry.
Like, that's a really quick turnaround on them making that same game again.
Right.
No, sorry, Breakpoint. I picked up Breakpoint for $15.
Okay.
Exactly.
I have that game still sealed.
And I wanted, speaking of the Terminator, I did the Terminator missions.
Right.
And I collected all the Terminator gear.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a lot easier than the Predator stuff.
Than the Predator mission.
Yeah. The funny thing is, they have these Terminators walking around and you got to kill them.
Okay.
And they have the leather jacket and the sunglasses and the pants, but the face is not Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right.
It's like just like the old generic face. It's weird.
That's because he's in Mortal Kombat.
It might be. Maybe he only had a license to do one game at a time. Maybe it's an exclusive thing. I don't know.
Yeah, and take 20 pounds off me too while you're modeling me.
Yeah. It's a good game. It definitely suffers from, I think they tried to do too much syndrome when they could have just made more of what made the last game better or so great and just, you know, put it in a new map.
Shit, remember when we waited in line for like an hour and a half to play that game?
Mm-hmm.
That was cool. Remember when the sign lied about how long we were going to wait?
Yes.
And then we took a picture with the sign.
Right.
And then we cried.
Right.
And then
to pose with that sign.
And then you couldn't switch it to inverted aim, so I couldn't even fucking play after all that. Like, I literally couldn't fucking shoot anything.
That's all right. The majority of that demo was listening to a NPC talk.
Yeah.
And then them saying we can go wherever we want, and so I went and got in the helicopter and flew somewhere.
Right. It's like, all right, so we're going to do it this way, I guess. Just off the rails.
Yeah, it's like, yep, this is how we do it.
Right. I'll just be here firing my gun indiscriminately because I can't aim.
I think waiting as long as it did was a good idea. I don't know what the game was like when it first came out, and I don't know if some of these things were there from the beginning or not,
mm-hmm.
but I like the idea that you don't have to go to that hub center to do everything. Like, you could visit one of many campsites on the map to visit the shop if you want to, you know. You don't find guns. You know how in the last game you would go to loot.
Yeah.
And you would, I mean, you do find guns, but to find like the really good weapons, you know, you would go to the place on the map with the gun icon.
The icon on the map. It was all about just crossing icons off the map.
Yeah, you go to the place on the map with the gun icon, and those icons are still there. So you go to the base with the gun icon, and you open the chest, the gun icon chest, but instead of there being a gun in it, there's a blueprint for a gun in it.
Blah.
So you have to go to the campsite and open up the shop menu, and then in the shop menu, you got to select the blueprints, and then you can build your gun for a small amount of in-game currency that you collect.
Why?
And then there you go.
Why couldn't
now
it just
have
in the chest?
Why can't you just open up the chest and get a gun? I don't know. But you do collect a lot more weapons from enemies, which you didn't do in the last game. And I'm not
Who
quite
cares, though?
I was going to say, I'm not quite sure what's the better way, because I kind of liked in the last game how it was where you had just this list of guns, and there were many guns, and you had them all at all times, and you just had one of each type.
Yeah.
And you would put on your attachments and upgrade it. You know, you could upgrade it as needed. And it's not like that. It's like, oh, I have this gun, and this gun is a level one gun, but I'm going to dismantle it because it's a level one gun, and I have this gun that's a level 72 gun, and I'm going to take that. Or I could go to the shop and rebuild one of the guns from my blueprint, and it's going to be at my current level.
Sounds like work.
It is.
There was a little bit of work like that in late game, like in the after game stuff.
Yeah, but it was also after game stuff, and a lot
right.
of it was
I wonder
really...
if they thought that that's what people would want in the game as well. Then, like
yeah.
if that, like if they lean too far into the people who are playing this far too long.
It also feels a little leaning towards a monetization element, but even that doesn't even make that much sense because they still sold weapons. So I don't know. It's a little weird. I do kind of like the when you do the dress up, you could do it one of two ways. You could either just wear the gear that you're finding that does affect your stats. So, you know, right now, you know, you could have your guy kind of dressed like an idiot with all mismatched things, but, you know, it affects your stats. Or you could override your appearance any way you want, but you still keep your stats. And you could just do that with a push on the D-pad. So I kind of like that at least they give you that option. I don't know if that was there from the beginning. But, you know, you can make your guy look however you want. And you don't have to worry about that. Because I know that was something that I was concerned about when I played the demo. Like, do I have to just wear this stuff? But you don't. And you won't lose your stats.
Stats.
Because there's a lot of that. There's a lot of that. Oh, I have a new vest now. And this vest gives me plus 7 armor as opposed to plus 2 armor. So I'll put this one on. And this hat is better than this beanie, which is better than this helmet or
is
whatever.
Is that what Avengers is going to be like, you think?
I think Avengers may be a lot like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't think they're going to give anything away for free in Avengers. At least this is loot you find playing the game. I think Avengers, they're going to just sell everything.
You don't think you'll find Captain America's socks or something?
Nope. I think they're going to be like, oh, you want to look like Captain America from the comic books? That's $15. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's going to be that.
All right. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Apex Legends very briefly because their new season just launched and I started playing.
How is it?
Check out the changes. They added a new character called Reverent. He's a like killer robot. And
this is like a Terminator themed episode.
Yeah, he does look like the Terminator, actually. He's basically an exoskeleton with glowing eyes. It's all right. I think I prefer Call of Duty because you just get more.
Are you going to call this episode Come With Us If You Want to Live?
No, never.
It's a good name for an episode.
I would never do that.
You can spell Come C U M.
Okay, then I'm in.
Oh, okay.
I forgot what I was talking about. I like Call of Duty. Get better. It respects your time better because you have more opportunities to kill people than, you know, you spend a lot of time looking at loading screens. And, you know, if you got a bad drop in Apex Legends, you know, you're someone in your squad doesn't know what they're doing, like me, and they drop you into a place where you're going to get killed right away.
That's just efficient.
But then you're just staring at loading screens.
Yeah, but you got through that round.
Would you be happier if Apex had solos all the time? That was the last time I played the game, was when they had solo.
No. Like the squad thing, because I have a chance at winning. Otherwise, I have no chance. I got second place today.
Yeah, but then if you screw up, it's on you. You know, if you screw up, you screwed two people.
Yeah, but I'm going to screw up, so I need somebody to save me when I screw up.
Yeah, but that's rude to someone else who doesn't want to play with someone who screws up.
They wouldn't be playing Apex Legends.
That's right. True. I'm very good at spotting the enemy.
How's that with the 8-year-old set, the 8th grade set? Is that...
I didn't ask.
Do they dig on the Apex?
I didn't ask.
How are they on Borderlands 3?
No one's talking about that.
I don't even get to talk about that on this show.
They talk about Randy Pitchford as a great entertainer. But okay. One of the great entertainers of our time, but not so much Borderlands 3.
Borderlands 3 is still really good.
Good. Are you still playing that?
Yes, I'm still playing that. That's bananas. That game, there's a lot of game there.
That is bananas. So when you finish that game, are you going right into Breakpoint? Is that next on the list?
We watched the trailer last night for Journey to the Savage Planet, and that seems to be like what we might play next.
That's co-op?
Yes, that's co-op.
Have fun with that. Go for it.
Why not Children of Morta?
Thank you.
Yeah, that's co-op.
We could try that as well.
I think you would like it. And
I think you would too.
You'll do much better.
And you technically already paid for it, so.
Your duo is much stronger than my duo.
On both. There's still like, we have not even gotten to the DLC yet. In Borderlands?
You're an insane person. These are the ramblings of an insane person. You haven't. How many hours have you put into this game that you've barely scratched the surface on?
I don't know. It probably tells me that somewhere on Xbox.
If you were to take a guess.
I would guess we've played, I don't know, maybe 80 hours?
It's a lot.
That's not bad, Wombat. That's like your Fortnite number.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've spent 80 hours on Fortnite.
I bet you have.
Yeah?
I bet you have.
The new challenges for Fortnite came out today.
You're putting in some serious numbers. So.
Got to get those Valentine's Day blades.
Yeah, what will the other sixth graders think?
Exactly. I got to collect it because, you know.
Third graders.
I play the game with third graders. I have played the game with third graders, which is even worse.
Isn't it ironic that you're beating the third graders in Fortnite and I'm losing to the third graders in table tennis?
I think so.
Maybe ironic's not the right word.
I think it's exactly like rain on your wedding day.
Perfect. Perfect usage.
Oh, I can't wait till that concert this summer. I'm going. I'm serious about that.
I've seen Alanis Morissette in concert. I can't say anything.
I've seen her twice.
I bought my tickets to go see Toad the Wet Sprocket and Bare Naked Ladies in Central Park.
Okay, there you go. Mm-hmm. We are old.
Yep. And then you know what? That concert's going to be bananas.
Yeah.
I bought Billy Joel tickets.
You're older.
I know. I wanted to take Ty to see Billy Joel before Billy Joel.
Oh, yeah. Is that how are the 8th graders doing?
Do they love Billy Joel?
No. I didn't say I'm trying to take them.
Is he like, you know, a lot of my friends are into 52nd Street, but everyone knows Turnstiles is where it's at. But if you really want to listen
Billy Joel.
To him,
he lives on Long Island. He knows Billy Joel.
Glass Houses is really where he was at his artistic peak as a songwriter.
Right. I'm taking my parents too.
Nice. Three generations of people sleeping while an alcoholic sings.
Right.
Oh, good. What do we got here about Lawbreakers? That's another game I can talk about.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I hesitate to even bring this up anymore. Some game outlets got a hold of Cliffy B's Instagram post where he was talking about lessons learned, life lessons. I think he's really trying to promote his book, which he's been working on for the last couple of years. It's coming out, I guess, soon. And he was talking about how that Lawbreakers wasn't a success and that it was a mistake for him to be so political on social media while he's also trying to, you know, promote a new game for his new studio. He thought that hurt the game. And then a bunch of gaming news outlets made it seem like that was the reason. Cliffy B says, my politics is why Lawbreakers failed. Which isn't, you know, I don't know if that's what Cliffy B really meant. I don't know anything about Cliffy B. But Cliffy B had to like respond to that and say, look, I mean, that was one of the I feel like that was one of the reasons why it failed, not the reason why it failed. He's not like delusional is what he's saying. So I don't know. It seems like people are just trying to get riled up about something. They're just grasping at anything. But Cliffy B's got a book coming out. Did you know that? It's gonna be supposed to be the Kitchen Confidential of the gaming industry. Hot takes, Wombat. You're gonna hear a lot. What kind of secrets do you think we're gonna learn about the gaming industry in Cliffy B's tell-all memoir?
Best place to buy a Porsche.
Well, the Porsche dealer probably.
I think he probably has secrets.
Lamborghini. He drives a Lamborghini. First of all, yeah, he used to. I don't know if.
I don't know.
I read an interview with him, and he said he bought a Lamborghini, and he would drive to work because it would get him really fired up driving to work, you know, because he's driving a Lamborghini.
Good for him.
I agree with that. I don't know. I'm not saying that that's a good value, but I would think that that would fire you up to start your day.
Okay.
Maybe just drink some coffee.
That would be much cheaper and more reasonable.
By the way, I looked it up. I'm at 93 hours of Borderlands 3.
Nice.
You were close.
Yeah. That was close. Working my way through it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think there's going to be some good revelations. It's going to call out the crooked games media.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Fake news.
Yeah.
We're going to learn a lot of things.
I'm sure we'll learn all about how Fortnite stole all his ideas.
His rival with Tommy Tallarico.
Ooh.
His rivalry.
Yep.
It was Overwatch that had the same thing as Lawbreakers. Not Fortnite.
Well, you know.
There was a lot going on working against Lawbreakers in terms of rival games.
Does he still make money from that?
From Gears?
From Epic stuff.
From Gears?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he got bought out. Well, I don't know. Does it matter? He's got plenty of money, I think.
I'm sure he has plenty of money.
He invested in a Broadway play. I think that when you invest in a Broadway play, it means you're doing all right. Don't worry about my finances.
Yeah, I mean, wasn't he a founder at Epic?
It's like buying racehorses.
No, I don't think he was a founder at Epic.
Okay, so he doesn't make Fortnite money, like on the side somehow.
No.
If you say so.
I don't think so. I mean, maybe he owns quite a bit of stock.
I would say if the Broadway play was about himself, then we would know he's got that Fortnite money. But because the Broadway play is about something completely unrelated, I think he has just regular fuck you money. Because
he started at Epic in 1992, according to the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah,
don't worry about his money.
It is Tim Sweeney's company.
Don't worry about Cliffy B's money. He's doing all right.
I'm sure he's doing just fine. I'm just, you know.
And that Broadway show, Hades World, is supposed to be good. It won like a bunch of awards, I think. Oh, Tonys. Or nominated. I don't know. I remember hearing its name. And it's supposed to be good. Anyway, just go pre-order his book, Wombat.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Where are we here? We're entering the stadium.
Do we really have to talk about the stadium?
Yes, because this is interesting. You ready? You're going to learn something, Wombat. Sure. At Throne of Rats writes in and asks, what do we think of GeForce Now? It came out and nobody seems to notice. I've been using it and it works as advertised and pulls my games from Steam. This is NVIDIA's streaming solution. It's refreshing not having to buy the games for another platform. I'm running it on an Android device, by the way. And then there was an article on Ars Technica about this service called GeForce Now, basically praising the service and NVIDIA's charging $5 a month for this. And it's, you know, obviously a direct competitor to the Stadia.
But it uses your currently existing Steam library.
Exactly. This they've been testing this for years, I remember.
I feel like it's been going on for a long time.
Like I would say over 3 years. I don't know. I mean, you've been able to do beta test this easily through their software that they almost every GeForce card user has on their computer, right through that. So I'm not surprised that they were able to put out a product that works on its official launch, which is the exact opposite of what Google decided to do. They decided to get people to pay to be in the beta test. And it took NVIDIA a while to get it going. Years. So I don't know. I don't know what this says about the Google Stadia, but it's not good. I guess I do know what it says about Google Stadia. It says they fucked up.
You nailed it. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, well. So the point is, if you check out this GeForce Now, if you've got the card, might work. I'm sure they have the games you can just test out for free to see if it works for you. Let's move on to Nintendo. Nintendo announced that they will not be releasing a new Switch model this year. Because I remember a few episodes ago, we did a story from an analyst that says about the rumor about the new Switch model.
And yeah.
Remember we said we thought he was wrong?
Yeah.
Because he was talking.
Didn't make any sense.
It made no sense whatsoever because he was saying like a 4K model.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is they put out a Animal Crossing Switch, which is exactly.
That is the right move.
It's exactly right out of the Nintendo playbook.
Right. Mm-hmm.
This guy follows the Nintendo, the gaming industry, like I think J.J. Abrams follows Star Wars. Just like comes off his own shit. Not really been paying attention. Did you understand the analogy?
I guess.
Do I have to explain it again?
I think J.J. Abrams is very familiar with Star Wars.
He just decided he didn't like it.
No, he decided he liked it too much. That was the problem.
Oh. No, we're not talking about Star Wars. I refuse.
I'm just saying, your analogy is flawed.
Never.
I'm still making my way through The Mandalorian. That's pretty good.
He didn't have anything to do with that.
That's all right. Talking about Star Wars now.
He doesn't get
Everyone loves
that.
Star Wars. We should talk more about Star Wars.
No, we're talking about the best Abrams, and it's
Have you ever seen a Baby Yoda?
I saw Baby Nut at the Super Bowl.
Nice. Baby Nut.
That was dumb.
It was super dumb.
Let's move on to...
Could we?
What? To the
Could
app?
We? Could
to
we move the... on? Move
Not
on
if you keep
Loretta.
Talking over me.
Yeah. Let's talk about Loretta. She's dead.
Wait, who's that?
That's... Did you not tell Google to remember her?
Oh, God. That was so depressing. I'm trying to eat my dinner and this thing that Google... Why are all the Super Bowl ads trying to make you super depressed? It's supposed to be uplifting. We're supposed to see, you know, asses shaking. Not, you know, not the first 15 minutes of Up.
More asses, less passes.
Right. Nobody's looking to cry during watching Super Bowl commercials. That's ridiculous.
I want to see old women who's assed away, not old women that have passed away.
Right.
Something. Yeah.
Something. Like that. Right.
Yeah.
Still Google, don't remember that joke.
I don't want to feel stupid I don't feel stupid when I cry watching a Super Bowl commercial. So why would you do that to me?
That's okay. I didn't.
You didn't cry?
No.
Of course not. I know that about you.
Yeah. That wouldn't happen. No.
I see. I'm jealous.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to the apple orchard.
Yes. I am still.
You're deep in it.
Riding that Apple Arcade wave.
Yeah. What is this nonsense?
There's too many games on here.
Which one?
Way too many.
What is Roller Coaster Tycoon Story? Is that new?
That is not an Apple Arcade game, and that is new. This is one of those things where I get a press release from Atari in my email, and I go, huh, I'm going to check out what Atari did today.
It's either a hotel deal or a new Apple game.
This is a new... phone game. It's a like a match 3 game where you rebuild, like you clean up and rebuild a theme park in the Roller Coaster Tycoon universe.
Wow.
And it is it's not bad. And the reason it's not bad is there's only one currency in this game.
Like, it's pretty low bar, I gotta say.
That is the low bar that these games need at this point for me. Is like, hey, how ridiculous are you going to try to make this? How many gems and Smurf berries?
Right. How crippling are you going to make this economy?
Right, exactly. Like, how hard are you going to make this place? So it has just a simple coins is what they use for their currency. Those are just spent for power-ups if you need them. And then it does like, it gives you... Oh, the second one is balloons, I guess, is a currency. But that's really just like if you fail at a puzzle, you like lose a life. And those lives regenerate, I don't know, every half hour or so. But by that point, you're like, I've probably played enough of this game.
Right.
Like, I don't need to worry about paying for anything. So I'm playing it. I've opened up a couple areas. It's not the worst thing Atari has done recently.
All right.
So, yeah.
What else?
On Apple Arcade, I checked out Cricket Through the Ages. This is another Devolver Digital game. Mm-hmm. It's one of those floppy physics games.
Okay. You're a cricket?
No. The cricket, the like baseball
not
game.
Baseball.
Yeah.
Not baseball. Yeah. Wickets.
Yes, there's and wickets.
Warbles. So
it's got a little bit of I don't know, what the golf, like it's like silly. Like you start off and it's like, yeah, this is straight up cricket. But then eventually you're just throwing like bowling balls at each other and trying to kill the other person, basically.
That looks funny. I've seen
it. Yeah, it's funny. And then I played a game called Assemble with Care, which is a story-based game, but you can skip through most of the story. Wombat would not be up for the story at all. But it's basically you're fixing like everyday objects, but it's kind of got like an 80s vibe to it. So you're like fixing like a boombox And so it's just kind of a chill way of, okay, I'm going to unscrew this boombox and then take it, the pieces out of it and figure out what's broken and then put it back together. It's a, I don't know. It kept me entertained enough as an engineer to go like, okay, this is kind of cute.
I figured.
And then I played some Rayman Mini, which is exactly like the Super Mario game on iOS. So it's a, you're constantly running and then you're just jumping and doing Rayman moves.
Sounds
all right.
Sounds like art.
Yep. I think
games are art.
Yes.
Confirmed.
But I was, the reason I played so many Apple Arcade games was because I was flying to and from Des Moines.
Right. And then you were in Des Moines and then you flew home. So there was three opportunities, big opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's move on to the CAG bag. Wombat, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Hello, Wombat.
Hello.
All right. Wombat, wake up. This question is from your good friend, Christian Spicer.
I know him.
Our good friend.
He's a nice person.
Yes, he is. Mm-hmm. His question is, well, he wants to hear our thoughts on the rumor that Warner Brothers Montreal's long rumored Batman game is going to be a soft reboot and not a true Arkham franchise sequel.
And I will say now what I said to him when he posted this on the Twitter. Who cares as long as it's a good game?
And who cares as long as we get to see Batman's parents murdered?
Oh, that I'm sure happens. I was going to say, hopefully you get to see Batman's wiener.
Not interested in that.
Sure, because that has happened. That's canon.
Yes, that's right.
There was the comic book where they showed Batman's dong.
I saw it.
Yeah. But I like Batman. I don't care. I like Batman, not Arkham. I'm not
Aren't you a little disappointed, Arkham, though, that it's going to be...
Why?
I don't know. Oh, because this is Warner Brothers Montreal. It's not Rocksteady. When's the Rocksteady game coming out?
Weren't they supposed to be working on Superman?
Where's that? That's the rumor. What are we waiting for? New consoles?
Maybe.
Superman to be interesting?
Right. That's hard.
It's pretty... I don't know. That's a tough one.
I'm fine with it being a Batman. As long as it's a good Batman game, I don't care. Make a good game.
Sure.
It's got Batman in it. Punch people in the face.
Right. Shazam writes in and asks, Cheapy, how goes the water intake? Are you keeping a record of how much you're drinking in a day? Wombat, be strong and hang in there, my man. Your listeners care for you. My man, hang in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not keeping track. That's a lot.
I'm sure you're doing fine.
I look at my pee, and I try to keep it as close to clear as possible.
Good plan.
And when I go to the gym, I drink extra water while I'm there, before and after. But I have to pee in the middle of the workout.
Should I be concerned if my pee is purple?
Yes. You don't even want your pee to be yellow, really. You want your pee to be...
And it's not purple, by the way.
Very light yellow. Hmm. Very, very light yellow. Yes. Like what? I can't think of... a daffodil.
It should be as close to clear as possible.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Be strong, Wombat. Are you strong? How strong do you feel right now?
Right now, not very, but that's just because it's late and I'm tired.
Right. Well, you rest up. You'll be strong in the morning.
Yes.
At John Oakes writes in and asks, are any of you getting a PS5 or a new Xbox this year? Are you waiting it out? I'm going to wait a year before jumping in. I think we have to get it.
I don't know. I don't have to do anything, first of all.
You have to. What if... So you're not thinking you're going to buy either off the bat?
I don't think so.
Or are you waiting for more information?
A little of both. I mean, I like my Xbox One X a lot. I don't know if I want to get to, this is going to be another iteration. Is it a get right away thing? Is it a wait a little bit? I don't know. I honestly
is there one feature that either Sony or Microsoft could announce that would be a must get immediately?
No, because there's no console feature that I want. I just would want to play the newer games.
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of the reason to get a new console. There's no feature in the console unless it's like got a blowjob hole. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's gonna have one of those. So.
I guess Wombat's not interested in Sony's new blowjob hole.
Oh, the Sony BJ, the PS5 BJ?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, Sony's new anal hole.
Nah.
You only want the blowjob hole.
Yeah, exactly.
I bought the Amico, so I think I'm going to buy these two as well.
Excuse me, you bought the Amico Special Edition.
Right.
You didn't just buy the Amico like a normal person.
No.
You bought like the wood, fake wood bonus bundle.
Yeah, Shipwreck could play it for me. Tell me how it is.
Yeah, let him know how the butthole is.
Mm-hmm.
The PS5. Let's see here. No, we already have. Look at this. See, Wombat, we can skip this table tennis question because we already covered it earlier. See, I knew everything worked out in the end. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. Let's remind everybody that new customers can get $5 off a Harry's trial set when you go to harrys.com/CAG. Let's remind you to follow us on Twitter at GBD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals, and at CAGcast. You know, we do have a CAGcast Twitter account. You might as well follow it. People will think we're cool if we have a lot of followers.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can exploit our power.
Can't wait. Take that, Ukraine.
What else? I think that's... Take that, Ukraine. I think that's it.
Bread's done.
Wow. Hey, awesome. My turn.
Me.
Come on. Hey. What's wrong with this picture? Nice night for a walk, eh?
Nice night for a walk.
Wash day tomorrow. Nothing clean, right?
Nothing clean, right?
Hey, I think this guy's a couple cans short of a six-pack.
Your clothes. Give them to me, now.
Fuck you, asshole!
Ugh.